Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, hey, yeah, we're gonna fly, yeah, we're gonna fly, yeah.
Yeah, arise. Time for the light has come. The glory of Yah has risen up on his sons and his daughters. The darkness is uncovered. Pull sheets up of our lovers. We're perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city of refuge. The fountains of living waters. The showers we with righteousness restores my order and turns the song to a king. A song for my soul to sing that brought me down very low. My garments white like the wings. Shaddaiah, praise be the Most High that brought me out. Of insanity, crushed the towers of vanity, and made a man of me. I'm now asking for a key, no longer my refugee. I'm now y'all's planet.
We gon' fly to the city of God. We gon' march to the city of God. We gon' dance, we gon' sleep, we gon' run to the city.
Measure waters came to your ankle. The method did repeat. Waters came right to your knee. Before you further Joe goings, waters came to your loins. A thousand measures and the last, a river you could not pass. Everything that touched the waters was healed. Plenty of fish left to swim. There was meat from the trees, nourished the bodies from leaves. The vision I seen was more than a dream. Waters flow on sides of sanctuary. My heart had joy and merit. I'm renovating my soul until we make it home. Food and sin forever gone. Your spirit resting on my bones. Brothers and sisters, you with me. Let's purge our sins really quickly. Make our souls polished to 50. So, we gon'
fly to the city of God. We gon' march to the city of God. We gon' dance, we gon' sleep, we gon' run to the city.
Understanding of what you talking about. My sins are too many. I thought another God could save. To you will woke me from my slumber, pull me right from my grave. And now that I'm saved, I'm blessed to know or understand truth. That no blessing or curse is coming, least is coming through you. I sing praises to my God to my very last breath. And use your laws as a ladder if I ever misstep. Let's praise the Most High Yah, pay his holy name regard. We have come a long way, yet we got so far before we right before our king. All of this ain't seen till we the sons of righteousness with healings up in our wings.
We gon' fly to the city of God. We gon' march to the city of God. We gon' dance, we gon' sing, we gon' run to the city, run to the city. We gon' fly to the city of God. We gon' march to the city of God. We gon' dance, we gon' sing, we gon' run to the city, run to the city of God.
I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go home. I'm on the go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down. Now I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I'm on the go. I wanna go home, I wanna go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down now. I wanna go. I wanna go. I wanna go. I'm on the go. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Wicked, I won't get down. Wicked, I won't get down now. I'm on the go.
I'm on the go.
I'm on the go. I'm on the go. Yeah, I'm on the go home. I wanna go home.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, another week. Bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I will do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our King. He's our Judge. He's our lawgiver, and Yahweh is our only Savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. And I thank Yah and praise his holy and righteous and exalted name for once again allowing us to come before you another week to bring to you his great word. Today we will deal with probably the rest of the week. Last day prophecies. But not just any prophecy. We will deal with the last day prophecy that Israel should concern themselves with. Many people will have you just randomly go through all the various prophecies. And a lot of people don't know many prophecies have passed, many are yet to come, and many are happening even as we speak. But what prophecies would a Creator and has the Creator shown us that we should be looking for, that is very relevant to you and I, even in these last days? And not only that, why aren't we talking about these prophecies? The one that we will deal with today, I will let you know in a minute. But first, let me bring this to your attention, which is recorded in the book of Amos, the third chapter. And this is something you want to know for the time to come. Amos, the third chapter. And we're dealing with last day prophecies. In the book of Amos, the third chapter, the very first verse. Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only, and the word only means exclusively, have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. So in other words, it sounds like Yahweh is saying something bad here. It sounds like he's saying something negative because he's saying you're the only family I know. So I'm going to punish you for your iniquities. But little do people know what Yahweh is really saying. You're the only family I deal with. You're the only family that I gave my laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments to. You're the only family of the earth that when something goes down in the earth, you are the ones that I'm going to bring it to your attention first. Especially the things that affect you. So this is not negative at all. As a matter of fact, Yahweh get very specific in the seventh verse of this same chapter. Amos 3 and 7. Surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. So the Creator is letting us know emphatically, he will do nothing, but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. And this is how Yahweh deal with his people. This is how Yahweh deal with the inhabitants of the earth, through revelation. And there's many people will have you believe that Yahweh is not revealing nothing today. And everything that has already been revealed, well, if everything has already been revealed, then why don't our people know anything? Why don't they know who they are if everything has been revealed? Why don't they know the tribe that they come from? And most important, why don't they know when they're going to be saved? There's many revelations that must take place. And then we also have a bunch of pretenders. People who will tell you they see things, but they ain't seen nothing. They really just lying. And there are some people that actually see things are being deceived. And I'll show you this deception that a lot of people are under. And they think it's the Creator who's showing them these things, but really, they're being deceived. And why would the Creator deceive people concerning his word? Because many of these people don't believe in Yah anyway. They don't exalt Yah anyway. And they have no interest in being a witness for the Most High. Period. We'll get into that a little bit more, but right now we want you to understand, we want you to know emphatically what we, the House of Israel, here in Cincinnati, 1907 Vine Street, what we are looking for. The very signs, the very prophecies that our eyes is on every single day. And the number one prophecy that we look for in these last days is the very first prophecy that was given. The very first prophecy that was spoken of. And the very first prophecy about our people. And where would you read this at? The book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. Now, there are many people, the preachers, the imams, the rabbis, the so-called Christian priests, and the bishops, and the Shriners, none of these people know prophecy. A lot of our people, they get prophecy from them. These people don't know prophecy at all. And how do we know that? Because Yahweh said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. You have to be a servant of Yahweh to get the revelations, true revelations, that Yahweh wants you to know. And ask yourself, how many people are telling you about this prophecy? And let me read it to you. As a matter of fact, after I read it to you, there's many Israelites will tell you that this prophecy have already taken place without no proof. No proof at all. And I'm going to show you the proof that you need in order for you to know prophecy. Watch this in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th verse. And he said to Abram, know for certain that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. And what? What seed of Abraham can make this claim? That they are stranger in a land that is not theirs. And shall serve them. And then this same descendant of Abraham not only claim that they are strangers in a land that is not theirs, but they're going to serve the various inhabitants of the land. But not only that. Watch what it says. And they shall afflict them, the people that they serve, for 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. And you want to ask the people who believe that this is already taking place, what record of proof do you have that will let you know that there has been a people scattered, taken out of their land to a land that is not theirs? They became strangers, where they became servants or slaves, in a land that is not theirs, and they shall be afflicted for 400 years. Where has this taken place? In any time, any dispensation, any generation, and they can bear the records of it. They will have to believe that this prophecy took place in Egypt. And we know that's not true because they were not afflicted for 400 years in Egypt. As a matter of fact, they sojourned in Egypt for 430 years. And most of their stay in Egypt, they had the best land. And Yosef ruled in Egypt. When he began to rule, he began ruling at the age of 30. And he lived to 110 years old. There's no time where our people ruled this land that we're in today. No time in the 400-year history have our people ruled. So this prophecy, which I may add, came to Abram, which was the very first vision, the very first dream, to the very first man that was even called a prophet. And it was talking about his descendants. And only one descendant of his can raise up and declare these things. And that is the children of Israel. Those that are scattered throughout the earth, and in particular here in America. And you'll see why we point out America. Because as I stated before, you're going to have records of proof. You just can't make claims without proving it. This is how you can tell a liar. This is how you can tell somebody that is deceitful and full of sin. They will make claims that they can't prove. But every claim we make, we prove. So, for example, watch what the Creator lets us know concerning these 400 years to let you know that there was a record of these facts. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, and let's see what the Creator says. We're talking about last day prophecies. This 400 year vision of Abraham was not only the first vision, the first dream given to a prophet, a man, the first man that was called a prophet. But it's speaking of our time. How do I know that? Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. The 26th verse. And watch what it says. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that you shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto you go over the Jordan to possess it. You shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the heathen, where Yahweh shall lead you. And there you shall serve deities, idols, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. And where was this record at? You notice Yahweh said he called heaven and earth to witness this thing, because he was going to put a record in heaven and earth. Where did we get these heavenly records from? Well, Moses brought it down to us. This thing been foretold long time ago, during the time of Abram. And only our people can see this. Now, why only our people? And not just our people, but only a select few, a select elected servant of Yahweh can see these things. How do we know that? Because nobody else is teaching it. And it came right from heaven. How do we know it came from heaven? Where do you think Moses got it from? Moses walked up into the cloud where Yahweh was and wrote these things and brought them back down to us. Abram didn't write this. Jacob didn't write this. Isaac didn't write this. Noah didn't write his story. Adam didn't write his story. Moses wrote these stories. And where did he get them from? And where did that record come from? From heaven. And it was brought down to the earth. And I may add, who recorded it in the earth? Here it is. In the earth today, they have records, not just in America, not just in Ghana, in other places in Africa and Asia, commemorating 400 year enslavement captivity of our people. Why would they record that? Who want to record that? That, man, y'all been here for 400 years. Y'all been enslaved for 400 years. Y'all been in captivity for 400 years. They'll tell you when the first boat docked. And they put a date and a time and stamped it. And now commemorating it. As Yahweh said will be done. Because he called heaven and earth to witness against his people. His witness is just a witness that what Yahweh said, what he prophesied, what he foretold is true. And Yahweh already let us know he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. And let us continue reading this prophecy. 29 verse. But if from there you shall seek Yahweh your Elohim, you shall find him. If you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. And there's many people that are seeking Yahweh today. There's many people that have sought Yahweh and finding him. When you are in tribulation, and all these things have come upon you, even in the latter days, which means the last days, if you turn to Yahweh your Elohim and shall be obedient to his voice, for Yahweh your Elohim is a merciful Elohim, he will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. But you have to be obedient to his voice. And many people are not. And I want you to see this. Watch what it says. Because a lot of people want to know, how will Yahweh rescue his people? The first thing you have to come to the undeniable truth about is the fact that you are enslaved. You are in jail. You are in captivity. And you have a sentence of 400 years. And these records in the earth, they are nowhere else except for where you're at today. There are no Egyptian records that will tell you there was a people enslaved 400 years and they were afflicted for 400 years. There are no Egyptian records. And there are no other records in no other land that you can name other than where we at today. Because Yahweh said, let heaven and earth witness against you this day. For acts, now are the days that are past, which were before you, since the day that Elohim created man upon the earth, and acts from one side of heaven to the other, whether there has been any such thing as this great thing is, or has been heard like it. And what is this great thing? Watch what it says. Did ever a people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire as you have heard and live? What other people is even declaring this thing? Or has Elohim tried to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations, by signs and by wonders, by war, and by a mighty hand? and by a stressed out arm and by great terrors, according to all that Yahweh your Elohim did for you in Egypt before your eyes. In other words, this he already did. He's talking about what he will do when he scatters you out of the land. We weren't even in the land going into Egypt. We didn't receive our land until after we came out of Egypt. So you know this is not talking about Egypt. This is talking about when Yahweh scattered us among the nations. When we corrupt ourselves, Yahweh said, we shall soon utterly perish from off that land, whereunto you go over the Jordan to possess. And make no mistake about it, we did. So number one, the first prophecy that our people should concern themselves with is the 400-year vision of Abram. And I may add, a lot of people getting it twisted and confused, so let me make the crooked thing straight right now. In a couple months, in August, that's not the 400-year end of our captivity. And no, Yahweh didn't say he was coming in August. All August mark, which is a couple months from now, is the 400-year beginning of the end. And I may repeat, August, all it represents is the anniversary of the 400-year beginning of the end. That's just the beginning. The end begins. But it's not at the end. This you have to know. Furthermore, in the book of Deuteronomy 31, we're talking about last day prophecies. And there's prophecies that Israel should concern themselves with. The ones they really should be studying. The ones they should be looking at. We're looking at things that have no bearing on Israel. Some people look at the dollar and it's falling. Man, we done had all kind of financial crashes. That's not going to tell you nothing. Especially about our 400-year end. Because you see a bunch of tornadoes and hurricanes and typhoons and floods, that's not going to tell you nothing about our 400-year end. The only thing that's going to tell you about our 400-year end is our 400-year end. You got to know time. And our people don't know time. And that's what we're speaking about. In the book of Deuteronomy 31, watch what it says. And we're going to start reading at the 21st verse. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles have found them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness. And you will notice a lot of times Yahweh will have his prophets, his servants write songs as a witness. And you're going to see this. Study the word song and you will see that many songs was written about things that Yahweh will prophesy. Watch what this is. For it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know their imagination, which they go about, even now, before I brought them into the land, which I swore. Now, this is the prophet Moses talking to the people, telling the people, even before we even went into the land, what will happen. And watch what he says. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel and gave Joshua, the son of Nun, a charge and said, be strong and of good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore unto them, and I will be with you. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in the book, until they were finished. Because Moses got this from heaven. Because this is the record from heaven. Moses never lived to see this out. Joshua never lived to see this out. But they knew about it. Watch what it says. 25th verse. That Moshe commanded the Levites, which bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, saying, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of Yahweh your Elohim, that it may be there for a witness against you. And here we are, another witness. For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against Yahweh. And how much more after my death? Moses knew that once he would die, that the children of Israel would corrupt themselves. He knew there was more danger and more evil that will befall them. 28 verse, watch what he says. Gather to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record or record against them. In other words, once again, records had to be produced. We got records that came straight out of heaven that let you know we're going to be in a place that is not ours, and we're going to be afflicted for 400 years. And we know what Egypt, because all these prophecies that we're speaking about were supposed to happen after we took the land and kicked out of the land. 29 verse. For I know that after my death, you will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I've commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days. And what are the latter days? Well, the latter days are the last days, because you will do evil in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And watch what it says. And Moshe spoke in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. And I can understand why they sing it all the time. I can understand why he put it in a song, because any type of other words, our people don't know unless it's in a song. Our people don't know how to read a book and remember it. But if you give them a song, for some strange reason, they know how to remember the words of a song. Even the little babies know how to repeat, remember a song, but nobody, for some strange reason, know how to remember scriptures. They don't know how to remember the word of Yahweh. So what did Yahweh tell Moses? Put it in a song. Teach to the children that they would know it. And our people, this day, just teach them a song and see what happens. See how fast they learn. If the schools knew this, then everybody would pass. Every black child would pass anyway because they know songs. We're talking about prophecy. And there's many that you should have your mind, your heart, and spirit on. You should be studying and looking for. And the very first prophecy that was even given, the very first prophecy that was even spoken of, the very first prophet, you should have all that should have your total 100% attention is your 400-year end. Nobody else would tell you. The Christian community is not going to tell you about a 400-year prophecy. The Islamic community is not going to tell you about a 400-year prophecy. The Jewish community, the Mormon community, the J Witnesses, none of these people will tell you about some 400-year prophecy, even though Yahweh tell you about it through his servant Moses. Even the records in the earth will tell you about a people that's been in a land that is not theirs, and they were afflicted for 400 years. So we got the records that come from heaven, and we got the records in the earth. And Yahweh said, let every matter be established by two or more witnesses. And our people want to ignore these witnesses. Prophecy. That's what we're talking about. Last day prophecy. Specifically. And specifically, the prophecies that, as an Israelite, you should know. You should be talking about. You should be proclaiming. Watch what the Creator lets us know. In the book of Isaiah 41. In the book of Isaiah 41, and Yahweh wants you to see some things, know some things, so you'll begin to learn how Yahweh work and do things. In Isaiah 41, I'm going to start reading at the 20th verse. Watch what it says. It says, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of Yahweh has done this. And the Holy One of Israel has created it. And what is Yahweh talking about? What he want us to see, know, consider, and understand together. And what has the hand of Yahweh done? And the Holy One of Israel created. What is this thing? 21st verse. Produce your cause, says Yahweh. Bring forth your strong reasons, says the King of Yaakov. Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things what they are, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare to us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that you are Elohim. Yes, do good, do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Behold, you are of nothing, and your work of nothing. An abomination is he that chooses you. What is Yahweh letting us know? He's letting us know emphatically the only reasons why a Christian cannot tell you the former things, they can't tell you about the very first prophecy in the scriptures. A Muslim can't tell you about the very first prophecy in the scriptures. These Mormons, these J witnesses, in any other religion, the Jewish men, they will not tell you about the very first prophecy in the scriptures, the former or the latter thing of it, because the very things that they are serving and the very thing they put their trust in don't know the former things anyway. Because there's only one Elohim. There's only one Yah. There's only one Yahweh. And that one Yahweh, that one Elohim, said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. And to be a prophet of Yahweh, you must be an Israelite. There are no other prophets of Yahweh that is not an Israelite. All Yahweh prophets are Israelites. Now, you can be a servant of Yahweh, but a prophet is Israel. But we're still calling on a people to proclaim their truth. Bring forth your strong reasons. Tell us about this 400-year prophecy, the very first prophecy written in the scriptures. And not only is it recorded in heaven, and how do we know that? Because Moses brought it to us. It's also recorded in the earth. And how do we know that? Because the nations are talking about it today. But who are the ones that teaching you what you're reading in the scriptures, what the nations have recorded, heaven and earth, who are teaching you, declaring to you the former things and the things that are to come, and the things that are now? This is the very first prophecy that you should concern yourself with. And I know there's many people scared. They don't, what's going to happen after the 400 years? Or what if you're wrong? What if you this? What if you that? What if that's already happened? The question you should be asking yourself is, Not what if we're wrong. What if you're wrong? And you had not prepared. And you had not followed the instructions that Yahweh said one must do in the end of times. Furthermore, just to let show you another record of proof beyond a shadow of a doubt, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, and watch what this says. We're talking about last day prophecies. And this is just number one, because there's other ones. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, and watch what this says. And let's see if the other nations, the other religions, can teach you these things and show you these things. Show the former things and the things that are to come. And let's see if this prophecy is part of the 400-year prophecy that was given a long time ago during the time of Abel. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, and watch what it says in the 64th verse. And Yahweh shall scatter you among all people from one end of the earth even to the other. And there you shall serve idols, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shall you find no ease, neither shall the sole of your foot have rest. But Yahweh shall give you there a trembling of heart, a failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. What that sound like to you? Do that sound like a people being afflicted? Not being taken care of. Not being fair to. Not being merciful to. This sounds like a people that are afflicted 400 years. Verse 66. And your life shall hang in doubt before you, and you shall fear day and night, and have no assurance of your life. Nobody can make you feel better about living tomorrow, because you not only fear that day, but you fear that night. Where did that happen at? At what dispensation that has been written, that this will happen at? In the morning, you shall say with Elohim, it were evening. And at evening, you shall say with Elohim, it were morning. Where did this happen at? This much fear. For the fear of your heart, with which you shall fear, and for the sight of your eyes, which you shall see. Where's this at? What place did such a thing happen that produced so much fear? And watch the 68th verse. And Yahweh shall bring you into Egypt again with ships. In other words, the word Egypt, according to the scriptures, means bondage. Don't mean land flowing with milk or honey. Egypt don't mean a land of science, a land of wealth, a land of knowledge, a land of wisdom. No. Egypt means a land of bondage. So much bondage in Egypt. If you just study Egypt, they were a land that was full of buying slaves and bartering people to have them build their big, humongous, and enormous pyramids. Well, I think all over the world today, there's nothing like the pyramids. Nothing at all. Nothing can be compared to these pyramids. And why? Because there was no land that was built for bondage like Egypt. The word in itself means bondage. And Yahweh shall bring you into Egypt again with ships. But this Egypt was not ancient Egypt. It was modern Egypt. And how you would get there is by ships. Now, what place that has been recorded in heaven, as we're reading right now, that came down through the hands of Moses, and also recorded in the earth, going into captivity, going into bondage, going into slavery by ships. Come on, people. We know the horror stories of what happened to our ancestors on these ships. We read them today. We see movies about them today. You won't read about no stories of our people going into in ships to Asia and other parts of the world. But here, ships. And yes, our people are scattered all over. But this is where the records are. And this is where the story is told. Watch what it says. And Yahweh shall bring you into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spoke to you. Because Moses had already told them what was going on. And you shall see it no more again. What won't you see? Your land. And there you shall be sold to your enemies, not your friends, not your compadres. You're not sold to a people for an American dream. You're not sold to a people that were going to teach you their religion so you can be saved. No. And there you shall be sold to your enemies for bond men and bond women. And no man shall buy you. In other words, they won't buy you out of this situation, out of this condition. You're going to be a slave. Period. And what place have the records that can demonstrate what Yahweh said is true? What What do you think marked the beginning of our 400 years? Well, these ships. These ships docking, landing, Plymouth Rock, as history tell you. Nearly 400 years ago. The ships marked that. Not the people. The people did, because they were slaves coming off the ship. But it's the ships that brought the slaves. And now we got records in heaven and in earth that marked it. And why isn't our people considering and talking about this prophecy? And not just this one, because this is just the very first one that you should be considering. You should be looking for. You should be looking at. You should be preparing yourself for your 400 year end. And you have people going around, well, we don't know when Yahweh started this count. He started this count with the ships. When else do you start the count? When 10 ships come? 20 ships come? 100 ships come? And let me show you. Yahweh commanded and prophesied that you should consider this thing in the book of Jeremiah 23. And what are we discussing? Last day prophecies. But not just any prophecies. These are the prophecies that we're bringing to you that nobody else going to bring to you. They're not going to talk about in detail to let you know where your heart, your mind, and the soul should be. Why you think Yahweh is revealing these things? Because he wants you to consider these things. In the book of Jeremiah 23. Watch what it says. Sixteenth verse. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, listen not to the words of the prophets that prophesy to you. Why not, Yahweh? They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart. The vision we're speaking about right now is a vision that came out of the mouth of Yahweh. It said the word of Yahweh came unto him saying. As a matter of fact, I may add, that was the very first time the word of Yahweh came to anybody in the scriptures. Yes. Right there in Genesis, the 15th chapter, to our father Abel. When he spoke of this prophecy. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of Yahweh. Yeah, people talk about the heavens opening up and all that type of stuff. And what they will see and so forth and so on. Tell us what Yahweh said. Anybody can say they seen this. and they seen that, and they know this, and they know that. But tell us the word of Yahweh. What came out of the mouth of Yahweh? They say, steal unto them that spy thee. Yahweh has said, you shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walks after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of Yahweh and have perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Watch what the scriptures say. Behold, a whirlwind of Yahweh has gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. And when this happens, you're going to know. You're going to see that time is at hand. And you will see this. Watch what it says. The anger of Yahweh shall not return until he has executed, until he has performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, which is the last days, you shall consider it perfectly. And unfortunately, the consideration is not going to take place until it's too late. When the whirlwind comes, then people will try to take shelter. No, you have to prepare yourselves before the whirlwind comes. You got to believe and know that the whirlwind is coming. And our people do not. They still think that somehow our people is going to get it together. Their heart going to be changed. And Yahweh is waiting for our heart to change. And he waiting for us to get ourselves together. Well, if Yahweh is waiting for us to get ourselves together, then why is Yahweh returning with his anger? In other words, if we were able to get ourselves together and our heart changed, then Yahweh wouldn't be angry no more. And Yahweh is letting us know when he returns, he's returning with his anger, with his whirlwind, and his whirlwind will fall upon the head of the wicked in a very painful and grievous way. Watch this in the book of Jeremiah 30. People talk about this prophecy, but they don't realize this is part of the 400-year vision of Abram. And how do we know that? Watch what it says. In the book of Jeremiah 30, first verse, the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh saying, thus speaks Yahweh Elohim of Israel saying, write you all the words that I have spoken to you in a book. For lo, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Yehuda, says Yahweh. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. We already know in order for that to happen, 400 years must expire. So this prophecy got to be talking about our 400-year end. In order for us to return to the land, 400 years must pass. And we're not there. Furthermore, and these are the words that Yahweh spoke concerning Israel and concerning Yehuda. For thus says Yahweh, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. So don't let nobody trick you, make you believe that peace is coming. No, Yahweh is returning with his anger. And not because a bunch of people got it right, not because a bunch of people doing right, not because a bunch of people done seen the light. No. Yahweh is returning with his anger for just the opposite. Ask you now and see whether a man do labor with child. And why do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman labor, and all faces are turned into paleness? Yeah, in other words, all the faces turned into paleness because of pain that Yahweh is prophesying that he will afflict. Why is it being described as a woman in labor? Because little do people know, this thing started with us almost 400 years ago. And now, as we come to the end of these 400 years, you don't think this labor that we were laboring all these years, our ancestors, all the way until us this very day, you don't think that labor will come to a worse, a better end, a sweet end for some, and a bitter end for most? In other words, some people will receive deliverance, and some people will be destroyed. The mother is going through a lot of pain.